Sacramento. 3-on-1. Bagley the step. Bagley with the dunk. And you can put it in the book and send it to the left.
There it is. Buddy Hield alone at the top of the Kings record book.
Well, I like to see Fox Force 5 in an open court.
Fox into the lane. Oh, if you don't like that, you don't like Kings basketball.
Welcome back to another episode of the Kings Post Podcast. My name is Brendan Nunez. Got Rich Ivanowski on here as we usually do. How are you doing, Rich?
Well, I'm obese, Brendan. Are you eating a lot during this whole quarantine situation?
I'm eating a decent amount, yes, but I'm also trying to avoid going to the grocery store very often. So I'm being careful with the amount of food that I'm eating, but I do find myself bored looking through the kitchen.
That's a good call. It's definitely a responsible thing to do. I have not been going out. I had to go out last night, had to go to the pharmacy, but did stop on the way back and buy $38 worth of Taco Bell.
Nice.
Just
nice.
A great life decision, but here we are. I don't know, man. I mean, I think a lot of people are eating a lot right now. And yeah, maybe supply could be an issue one day, but that's not really what's going on right now. It's like you just want to go out, and then you think that, like when we went to the grocery store last week, we're like, oh, well, we need stuff forever. And then you overbuy, and then you got to eat too much. But I'm doing all right, man. I think I'm at pretty much the heaviest I've ever been, which is not great, but I did do half an hour of yoga today outside this morning.
That's what are you feel doing? Nice and loose?
I do. I feel good. I've been meditating. What are you doing to keep yourself sane?
Well, I'm going on walks a bit because there's nobody else really on. Like, you know, just walking a loop and staying within distance of people. So, dude, that's my way of getting out of the house pretty much. And then aside from that, I don't even know. Like you said, I'm definitely, if I'm not eating more, I'm putting more prep time into my food because I simply have the time for that. But yeah, I've been playing a little bit of games recently. Like we started talking about 2K and you got me to turn it back on. So I've been playing that a little bit. But yeah, just finding ways to pass the time.
Real quick, you play my team, right?
I do.
What's like the choice game format? Do you do the domination, the 3v3?
So, you know, at this point, it's probably the online, what's it called? It's pretty much you play the other person in a full game and they try to get you to win 12 games in a row and then you get some prize or something. It's called Unlimited. That's what it is.
Gotcha.
But at first, I definitely did like the domination stuff and all that, which is all the offline kind of like grinding.
Yeah, I gotta get a good enough team to be able to go online, I feel like.
Right.
But fair enough, that's a great game. And we've got another game today on the podcast. It's not, I don't know if it's really a game. It's a tournament, right? Or we're doing a bracket. We're doing the best Kings jerseys of all time bracket. So just to anyone that's listening out there, obviously there's going to be some visual components to this. So if you want to follow along, there is a post out there, a bunch of posts out there. I did it a couple of years back now called the Great Jersey Tourney. And it is on Sacktown Royalty. Rest in peace. Last post went up today. But yeah, there's a picture of every jersey that the Kings have ever worn. And we broke it down. I broke it down into four different regions. We've got away jerseys. We've got home jerseys. We've got alternate slash, you know, addition jerseys and throwbacks slash like wild cards. So like a bunch of kind of random crazy stuff thrown in there. And I'm going to walk you through it. And it's going to be your picks.
I am ready to do this. Yeah, I did not realize the amount of Kings jerseys that there were. I did peek at your article a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got it up so you can follow along and actually see the images of the jerseys. We'd encourage anyone at home to do that as well, or just remember back, you know, especially if you've been a long time Kings fan and you can kind of remember all of these, that would be rad too. But a couple notes here. So first of all, we didn't seed these in terms of their actual quality because it's so objective. I did the seeding based off of the timeline. So basically, the one seeds are the oldest jerseys and the eight seeds are the newest jerseys, but it just doesn't really matter because they're all on equal footing. They all just kind of it's the new versus the old, right?
Yeah. And if I'm correct, there is no eight seed, right? The number one gets a bye
in most cases. So for the home jerseys, there's going to be no eight seed. For the away jerseys, there's going to be no eight seed. For the alternates, there will be no seven or eight seed. And for the, you know, there is now a seven seed. So that's there are no eight seeds. One seed gets a bye. So you're correct. The oldest jerseys get a pass in the first round. But, there is now a seven seed in the alternates because we have our brand new jersey, the Red Cities.
Yeah, the ones that are definitely not winning the tournament. Let's just go with that.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see how they do. But, yeah, that was the only real new jersey this season because the ones that everyone loves, the blue – or maybe not everyone, but the ones that I certainly love are the blue with the cursive red Kings. Those are actually technically a throwback. I think there have been some slight modifications, but it's not enough of a change to get us off of, like, to have a new entry in there.
Right, yeah, you can see them in here, and they look pretty much identical. You could tell me it's this year's jerseys, and it would take a second for me to realize that maybe they're not. But, yeah, and that jersey layout is definitely going to be in top contention because there's a couple different colorways of that one. That's pretty nice.
Absolutely. And so let's kick it off with something very similar. We're going through region one first. This is all the home jerseys. So these are all going to have a white base. And again, you know, they've changed over the years where, you know, obviously nowadays the Kings aren't only wearing white jerseys at home, but that was the original concept. So going back to 1985, the first year of the Sacramento Kings, they wore these very similar to this throwback. It's a white base with the cursive blue Kings. There's a crown for the dot on the eye, and it's got blue piping down the sides and on the shorts. You see what I'm looking at here?
I'm seeing it here, yeah. I definitely, I mean, I'm a fan. I have no problem with this one getting a bye because it is that tier of jersey for me where this one is probably going to make it for a little while. One difference from this one and the jerseys they kind of have now is there's no stripe along the shoulder with a different color, which I kind of would like here. But this is a nice jersey nonetheless.
Okay, that's interesting. So I want to see how that piping, how that the side stripe works for you. So like you said, that number one is getting a bye. Going on to number two, though, this is a 1990. This is kind of the jersey set that we're describing as being the current throwbacks. This is the piping goes away, the stripe down the side and around the shorts goes away. It's a pretty basic uniform. I mean, you know, it's pretty much just pure white with the cursive blue with the slight red outline around the blue, and they added that the logo with the spiky crown over the top and the ball on the bottom. It's the classic throwback logo.
Yeah, it's the pretty much the white version exactly of what we have going on right now, and I think this one's gorgeous. I mean, in general, the blue and red I think complement each other really well, and I always like white jerseys. You mentioned earlier how they went away from like home is always white, and I was so upset originally when that happened. I was just so used to it, and I liked that. But I do really like these jerseys. I could see these ones probably going further as well, and they're comparable with the number ones like you talked about.
Right. And so then this set is going up against the 2016, I call them block whites. So they're the emergence of the block lettering. It's very similar to like the current icon where the Kings, it says Kings across the chest, very blocky, but there's actually light pinstripes in gray and big fat gray stripes along the sides and on the shorts. So you got to pick one here.
Yeah, this is the DeMarcus Cousins jersey to me. It has number 15 on this and all and everything. I'm definitely going with the Royal Blues here. There's better versions than these blocks. And like you said, moving on to a new look and the very first edition of that, I'm definitely going the old school over that.
All right. Old school is prevailing. That's the 1990 white homes are going through. Now we're moving on to the 3 seed against the 6 seed. We got the 1994 versus the 2014 homes. So you'll see here, this is a very, very classic looking 1994 home jersey. It's the one that you think of Jason Williams with, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the black one.
Right. Absolutely. So this is the home set of that version of Kings uniforms. It's really interesting. It's got like, it's kind of a flat line across the top, but a curved line across the bottom. And it is still blocky, but it's like blocky and curved. And then on the shorts, there's that one stripe on the side. And you get that really interesting logo that's very medieval with the, I've always thought of it as like kind of the most shield looking Kings logo.
And what do you call those that are in the back? Is it javelins? The you know, they're riding the horses and holding?
Lance? Is it a lance?
Maybe.
Yeah. But that's what we're talking about. I think that one's clear. Like, I don't know how any of this will go over for listening, but
yeah, no, but this is the classic one. Everybody knows this one. Like you said, the black one that everybody wears around is just a white version of that. Yeah, it's got the 4 on this example because you see Weber in it for sure. Like you've mentioned, Jason Williams. This one, I mean, yeah, it's hard to not go with these. This classic design, the two that we've mentioned, the one that they've brought back this year, and then this one with the whole Weber Williams and that sort of team. I mean, it's hard for me to get past those logos and these jersey designs specifically. I'm really into these ones.
Yeah, and the 2014. I mean, I don't really know what to say about this one. This one I think of Cousins as well, but it's such an odd. It's like the same lettering, but it's more stretched out. By the way, we'll make sure to drop a link to all these images in the show notes. So if you're hearing this and wanting a visual companion, definitely click through there. But it's kind of the same lettering, but like more stretched out. And this is like where the first time in the tournament we'll see these spikes, which the Kings got really into at some point.
I kind of like the spikes. I definitely don't mind them on the shorts. And coming down on the jersey, it's okay. But again, like I wish it had something going along the sleeves or the shoulder openings for color. I definitely am into that in the front, at least, because in the back it looks like it does. But I mean, it comparatively, like I'm picking the 94 home jersey easily.
All right, we'll consider that one done. Now we got a 4-5 matchup here. And this one, by the way, when we did these polls through Sacktown Royalty, this was maybe one of the closest ones. It entered at a 51% to 49% split. This is the 02 version of the Kings. It's like a softer purple. It's almost like a lavender.
Yeah.
And it's got I call these the crooked crowns because the crown is slanted at an angle. It is not a symmetrical crown. It goes kind of up from left to right. It slants up. And then the G on the Kings has a very weird angle, but not bad. I don't know. And this is where you see the big SK on the logo on the shorts. It's just very different. Lighter purple, the big curve on the stripe, and the SK. This one's like very noticeable. Like this one's very unique. And then facing this one, we got a just a more recent version of that spiky situation. This one has Sacramento across the chest, though, so that's a big difference there. I believe it's one of the – no, it's not even the first time Sacramento was across the chest, but it's definitely spikier and less curvy.
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, it says Sacramento, and it's white lettering just with black outlining and a little bit of almost purple inside that as well. This one I think of Isaiah Thomas. Do you get that? I think that's
about right. Yeah, I'm getting some IT vibes. I think – wait.
Might be a little too early.
Might be a little too early. I guess this came out in 08, but I don't see – when they, you know, I think you might be right though, because it looks like they were updated in 2014. So
okay,
then I think you might be right. Maybe the first couple of years of IT.
But like I said, I don't really mind these spikes. I like the shorts for the most part, and I don't like this SK logo that both of them have. But the newer one, the one that we were referring to as kind of the IT jersey, has it the logo smaller rather than big on the sides on the shorts, and the upper one, the crooked crowns, have two of the logos, one on each side of the shorts. And like I said, I'm just not a big fan of that logo. And it's too light for me. Like, I wish it had a little bit more black detailing. So I'm going with this bottom one, this 2008.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think the crooked crowns are very unique. And I like that. I like that call. We got a lower seed through here. Not that that matters. But that's the newest one that went through by a lot. Is it 2008? Yeah, looks like it ran through 2013. All right, we're going away. We are headed away to the away jerseys here. We're going to get a buy for the original 1985 baby blue. Now, I do want to just get your temperature check on baby blue in general, just real quick.
I like the baby blue if you do it with like a dark red like they kind of do. It's okay in moderation.
Okay, in moderation. We'll revisit it when we get to the next round. But those baby blue 85s are going through. Now we're on to the 1990. Now this is pretty much what we've got currently as the throwbacks. This is what you've seen. You know, Buddy Hield was kind of the the model for these, right? He was in all the promos. Although I do think the logo on the shorts could be different. I'm not sure. Maybe it's just because this is an animated version, like a drawing of it. But I think the shorts are different. I don't think there's that stripe of white across the very bottom of the shorts. However, essentially the same thing. You've got the blue base, the red outline of Kings, pretty much what the throwback is.
Yeah, and this dark blue is gorgeous. Like, and the dark red to complement it, like you said, this older logo is really smooth. Every time someone is walking around the stadium wearing one of them, I'm like, man, that is a sick jersey.
It is a sick jersey. So you got to choose between that one, however, and the ones you called the DeMarcus Cousins jerseys earlier, but now we're looking at the aways. So they are a pretty deep purple, a very purpley purple. It's the King block letters across the chest. It says King's got the big piping of gray with the white stripe too. So it's white stripe on the inside, gray stripe on the outside, double logo with the updated crown ball logo with the sack across it on either side. What you going here? Navy or purple?
Definitely going the navy. The only thing I really like better about the purple is I don't even know if I like the logo better than this old school one, but the new logo that they have, like you're saying, that just says SAC, is I think is really smooth.
Yeah, these logos are very similar. I mean, one is obviously kind of a reference to the other one.
Yeah.
The original with the red on top, navy on bottom, and the more recent is the purple on top, gray on the bottom. Originally it says Kings, now it says SAC. I'll just chip in my two cents here. I don't like the block letters at all. I don't like how they look at all. But again, we're doing this jersey tournament selection through you. So number two is going through. That'd be my choice anyway.
Yeah.
Now we're on to the 3 seed versus the 6 seed. This is the OG blacks. This is the Weber, right? The J Will. This is the one you were talking about. This is the one, by the way, spoiler alert, this is the one that won the tournament.
I was just going to say, this one's probably going to win. Like, this one's absolutely classic. It's gorgeous. They have
okay. to back. Interesting. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, you're not a fan.
No, I am. I am a fan. I get it. I love it. I don't know that it's like a dead bang winner to me, because I'll just say for myself, and what I found interesting is I thought that you might not have, you may not be as attached to it as some fans are who were like, you know, fans of the team in the late 90s.
Right.
Because I know that I wasn't a fan of the Kings at that time. And so I've always felt like these are sick jerseys, but they haven't, like, it's not so overwhelming that I would just like shut down the tournament and be like, no, that's number one. There's no point discussing it. But some people do feel that way.
Yeah, no, I don't have that connection to it, like you're saying. And it's not like, yeah, it's not the level of shut down everything. There's definitely comparable ones.
Okay, interesting. And then number six, we've got that spiky, you know, bottom spikes, top spikes, got the lances or the javelins or whatever logo on the bottom. And this is a much more blue purple. It's like a very, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's almost blue, this jersey, but it is technically still purple.
What's great is in this article, it has you and a bunch of other people commenting, and right below this jersey, it just says, Richard, hate. That was your whole
yeah.
on this jersey.
I hate this jersey.
Yeah, it's not great. And clearly I'm taking the 94, these OG blacks.
Yeah, and this is the updated version of the IT jersey you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's what they became, is okay. this purple. But we're going OG blacks for sure. Going through here. Everything is looking like strong for the older jerseys, I'll say.
Yeah, somewhat. I think most, if not all of them, I've gone the older ones, actually.
Yeah, only
one. I went to 08 Sacramento's once, yeah.
That's it. We'll see here, though. This is where it flipped. We got the 08s again in the 5 seed. Now, the 2002 Sacramento home kits.
Mm.
These are interesting. It's got the Sacramento in white, like you said before, but it's on a purple background this time, black piping. Still got the curved line at the bottom of the shorts, but again, double logos with the SK. Versus the 08. Now, this one has the spike still, but it's like a lot of a thicker spike. And it's only on the top where the bottoms are just sort of fat triangle stripes and a single SK logo.
This one's rough. I don't like either one very much. Like, I like the jerseys of the 02 a lot better. But I don't really like the shorts too much. Like, there's so much black on it. I'm still probably leaning that way, though, because I do like the black stripe down the side and kind of outlining the neck and shoulders that the 02 has. And again, yeah, the spiky just, it's nice. I don't mind those jerseys, but I would take the 02s over them in this one.
All right, so you're going 02. Okay. All right.
What are your thoughts on these?
You know, these are both, you're right. Like, this is not a great matchup. I don't think either one would go very far for me. I would probably lean the Isaiah Thomas version here, but I can't blame you either way. I'd say I really strongly agree with you that I don't like the double logo on the shorts. Like, as a concept, okay. I prefer one logo.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm torn.
Okay. Yeah, no, fair enough. But yeah, I'm going with the O2s here. You're right. Neither one's going to make it very far.
All right, we're on to the alternates.
Ooh.
Now, this is a big deal. We're gonna get an immediate buy here.
This one
for the checkerboards, baby.
Oh yeah, the sexy jerseys.
Bryant West, our draft experts, number one all time jersey right here.
Yeah, are you kidding me? De'Aaron Fox can bring back the checkerboard. He had it in Kentucky. These jerseys are. I like these. I'm getting the sense that you
so
know.
Sick. No.
Okay, good.
When you said that about De'Aaron,
these are amazing jerseys. That checkerboard makes it too, because the split color is a little much, but the checkerboard lets you get past it. Now, the split is cool, but on its own, it needed a little bit of something else. And I like, if I remember correctly, the split isn't exactly centered, right?
These are insane jerseys.
Yeah.
Of course they are. These like are like a madman or a five-year-old like drew up the concept of these jerseys.
Right.
But
right.
I love them.
Yeah. And they're absolutely amazing. They're one of the best for sure.
Wow. This, so the alternate region here is where we get into some
God,
some
I would love to bring these back.
I would love to bring these back.
Yeah.
Man, I would do anything for a Fox jersey.
Seriously. Seriously. With currently no NBA, NHL, or MLB, you might think there's nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. Our exclusive partner still has hundreds of sports, events, and games to wager on. Or let them bring Vegas to you with their online casino and blackjack. All open 24 hours a day and all online, including their $750,000 poker series. If you're into props and entertainment betting, you can still bet on Survivor, Big Brother, American Idol, stock prices, and even the weather. Visit their website and join today to receive a 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Be sure to use promo code BLUEWIRE in all caps. Bet online, your online wagering experts.
Let's hop into number two. We'll revisit those in the next round. Now, we don't actually have a buy here. If you're going by, if you're following along on the website, there it appears to be a buy here, but there's not, because this is where the red Sactown jerseys are going to come into play. Now, this is an interesting jersey that it's going up against, though, because this is the 1997 edition to the black and white set of the Weber Williams triumvirate. So there was a black, there was a white. This is a purple addition to that. So they actually had that this third alternative here. I don't know that anyone really liked these as much as the black, and you know, the white is kind of was a necessity at the time. What's your thoughts on this purple version of that design?
Well, I think the shorts are amazing. The jersey is where I hesitate a little bit. Yeah, I definitely like the white or the black better here. It's just a lot of purple going on.
And then more importantly, how do you like these red Sactown jerseys?
Yeah, no, those are not it. I'm not a fan of those ones. I've come around to them a bit, I guess, but they're way too much. And red just is not the Kings. Like full red, I'm not about it.
Yeah, it's not the Kings, and it's like, what was even the reasoning? Like you watch all those commercials on NBC, and like they do like this whole promo of like we rep the city in purple, and then like we intimidated the league in black and blah blah blah, and then it's like, and now we're wearing red, and it's like, but you didn't give a reason for that.
No, yeah, I have no clue. And these are the ones, they say Sactown across the chest, right? It's the,
yeah,
red, it's last year's baby blue, but they're red now. Is that right?
That's exactly what it is. It's okay. Probably the most hated Kings jersey ever. Yeah. And then they just change.
And they always wear it when color. They play like the Clippers and the Hawks. And it's and just the both the bars are red. Yeah. And I'm like, what is this right now?
Yeah. It was horrific. I thought that this was like, it was such a massive letdown. But because they brought back the navy blue throwbacks, I'll give them. Yeah, it's forgivable.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm definitely going with the 97 purples.
All right, we're going with the purples here. Moving along. Now, more controversy in store.
Oh, geez.
The number three seed is these 2005 gold jerseys. My wife's favorite Kings jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, so like you could do them the right way, but this is not the right way. Like these gold are not. They're not really the way to go. I mean, yeah, oh, no, I don't know what to say about these. The stripe on the shoulders, interesting going on. I guess I kind of like the short design. It's this gold. I can't get past the gold.
Yeah, and like if you're able to Google it real quick, I mean, it's a horror show because they're way shinier than this picture even really lets on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this thing was like,
oh yeah,
Like, this thing was glowing. Shiny.
Yeah, these are not good-looking jerseys.
Yeah, no. Wow. These might be the worst jerseys, I mean, definitely in franchise history, but maybe in...
Yeah, wow, well, these like are the really NBA. Bad. Yeah. They're I mean, they're really still bad. Better than sleeves.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I see any Kings sleeves anywhere on here, so...
No, there's not.
I don't think they ever got into that game.
Did they never do sleeves? Is there some teams that just didn't do sleeves?
It's a good question. I don't remember them ever having sleeves. I know, like, the Warriors brought out, like, 8 different sleeved versions.
Yeah.
I think it may have been, like, it wasn't something mandatory.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
I'll look into that while we're doing the rest of this. But, yeah, so those, you know, this may be essentially a bye week for the black version of the block letter Kings jerseys. But you'll see them here. These ones have the Lion Ball logo on them.
Which is cool.
Which is the lion dribbling the basketball. Yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I really like the lion logo. I think it's smooth and somewhat minimalistic, especially when and just the black goes really well with a purple complement, I think. And it has like this chain sort of look to it.
What do you mean by
chain? I don't know if that's the right name for this, but the design that kind of just goes down vertically on the jersey.
Oh, yeah. So it's kind of like a pinstripe, because there are like a chainmail looking.
Yeah, just very light.
Yeah. I love the lion ball, like the lion dribbling the basketball.
Yeah, so do I. I
love that.
Especially middle of the court, it's amazing.
Yeah, for sure. We should rank the courts. All right. I think they have like a world version where they have like I believe some like Mandarin lettering or something with this logo.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
That was sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you're going with the black uniforms here?
I definitely am. Yeah.
All right.
Can't get past the gold.
That's a 6 seed getting through. Like that. And on to 4 vs. 5. So this is a 2011 with the SK logo. This is very similar. I think this is just the alternate of that IT set.
Yeah, so do I.
It's like a black alternate to the Isaiah Thomas set with the cursive Kings in white on the black background. And the numbers are in gray, which is like adds like a third color or a fourth color with the purple spikes. And they're going up against what I think is essentially like a DeMarcus Cousins era alternate with it's also got the cursive white Kings, also got gray lettering, but the spikes are just like a lot, I guess, skinnier, a lot thinner. And the real difference here, I'd say, is the logo. So you're going from, you're looking at the SK logo in one and the Kings with the jousting poles in the other.
Which is interesting, because I just said I like the jousting poles logo better, but in this SK, I think I like this lighter purple, and I think there's a little bit more of it, and it's making me lean that way here. Plus, I like the gray. I mean, they both have gray numbers.
These are very similar jerseys.
They're very similar, yeah. But I think just the lighter purple is going to do it for me.
All right, and that is the number 4 seed. 2011s?
Yes.
All right, we're going down to the wild card region. And we got some weird stuff in here. A lot of throwbacks. Yeah, a lot of throwbacks. A lot of Kansas City Royals stuff. Rochester Royals even.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting the number 1 seed is getting throwback. This was a 2002 Royal throwback. And it's interesting. We'll deal with it in the second round, but it's basically a very plain white base with almost like racing stripes of red down the side with Royals in blue written vertically.
So there was a Thunder jersey that did this a couple years ago. I think KD was still on the team, so this is a little while ago. But yeah, they put their name vertically on the left side of it, and it's kind of like that in a way, at least for the name lettering. And yeah, all white here. I mean, I like them, but for the sake of them being classics, pretty much.
Right. Right. And then we're going to get to...
I'm just realizing this is 2002.
So these were a throwback that debuted in 2002.
Okay, got it.
So I didn't include any Kansas City originals in here or okay. Rochester. So this is only jerseys that have been worn in Sacramento by the Kings.
Okay.
Except with one exception that's about to come up, but hang on just a second. So there is a number two seed is another Royals throwback. This time about as basic as you can get. Royals in red lettering with a blue outline across the chest, blue number, white background, red trim. I mean, about as basic as you can get going up against a jersey that I'm pretty sure never was actually worn. It was an all-black concept for the NBA draft, and it was specifically for Marvin Bagley's new jersey. I don't think that these were ever worn, but it's just a black jersey, block Kings letters in white with a purple outline, white numbers, purple outline. And these are two really, really basic jersey concepts.
Yeah, but that bottom one, the black, like you're saying, the Bagley, it's the black jerseys they have, except they don't have that chainmail outline. And this is where I was thinking of the chainmail.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's the chainmail jerseys without the chainmail.
Yeah, which there's nothing to it. Like, there's no other colors except for the name and number. So I guess I'm probably going with this Royals one because I like that there's some sort of coloring on the shoulders and neck. And yeah, I mean, red and blue I like better than, I guess, black and just a little bit of this purple. I mean, it's mainly black and white.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that these are kind of equally nothing, you know?
Yeah.
There's like gray trim on one, red trim on the other. It's kind of if you like that font of the red Royal or mm-hmm. the font of the white Kings.
Right. And I guess I'm leaning Royals.
Yeah, this one is also really, really close on the Sacktown Royalty vote. But moving on here, number three. This one's very similar too, except for it's an away concept for Rochester. So it's that same Royals jersey, but it's a base of blue and it says Rochester instead of Royals, which is interesting because I'm pretty sure this is the only Rochester throwback that was ever worn. And then that's going up against the, I mean, pretty classic now, the Sack block lettered gray block letters across the purple background.
Mm-hmm. Which I like those. I mean, I don't think they're phenomenal, but I think they're good jerseys. I like the gray stripe that's going down the side. That's kind of two gray stripes with a little bit of purple left in the middle there. And yeah, rather than saying Kings right there in those block letters, I think where it's saying Sack there in gray lettering, I think they got this one. They got this one fairly right. I mean, the Rochester, it's just a little, I mean, I don't know, the full blue, I guess it's kind of nice. It's just very generic, and I lean towards this newer Sack one.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. The Rochester is just, there's not much to it. Now, there's a good amount of content in this 4-5 matchup. You got the chainmail Kings jerseys, which... Ooh. Shout out, by the way, to the actual design of this. This is a nice little nugget that I didn't even know about until recently. You see the chainmail, how it's a bunch of really small S's?
Oh, interesting, yeah.
That's pulled off the Sacramento flag.
Oh. So
do you know that there's a Sacramento flag?
I did not.
Google that for me real quick, because it is a terrible flag.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just that S. Yeah.
It's a bad flag, wow. Man. But yeah, they pulled
it's
that
S. It must be a river?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not good.
No, not a good flag, guys.
But it is very clearly that.
It is. It is. So they pulled that S off and just made a bunch of chains out of them.
Yeah, but it looks great.
I think the jersey does look great. And it's going up against the weird Sacktown jerseys with the lion ball on them. This is a different lion ball. It's like this is the real lion ball. It's like actually a ball and like the Kings, like it's like a lion's mane coming out of it with a really weird kind of high top fade coming out of that. I don't know, man. This one's all over the place.
Okay, so I really like baby blue. I'm into this black for sure. I like that chainmail and then the purple to go with it as well, obviously. But I think this baby blue with the red, and I like this line that's going on where it's white above it. These ones are gorgeous. There's some people, like there's a couple players that these baby blues look just amazing on. Like if you get it on like Fox and Buddy, it looks amazing. But like for some reason, it just looks really weird on Bielitsa. So like there's some variety, but I'm going baby blue here.
It's about your chest build. If you got like the flab of a white European.
Hey, Bogey looks all right. Bogey looks all right.
Well, he's not flabby, but you got it's about the shoulders of shoulder definition, right? Because you got that weird white line coming across the top. And if you got pale, flabby shoulders coming out of there, offense to my guy, Professor Big Shots. But I feel that. Bogey looks good in these. Bogey looks good in these. You got to have the shoulder. What's that muscle? That's got to be popping out.
Is it your delt?
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right.
I'm probably wrong.
I told you I'm fatter than I've ever been. I could never name whatever muscle is in the shoulder.
So you sound like you're chainmails on this, though. You're not a baby blue.
I'm so hardcore chainmails on this.
Wow. And is it because you're so anti-baby blue?
No. I love the original 85 away baby blue kits, like the version of the throwbacks we have now in navy. I love those in baby blue also. But this, it's that offensive shoulder pad stripe to me. Like, I don't know. I know I would look terrible in these. I'd look even worse than our man Bielitsa. I know that. I do not have the shoulder definition of Bogdan Bogdanovic. That's a fact.
That white makes it for me. That's funny.
Really?
Yeah. I think if it was all garbage. Blue, it'd be way too much.
All right, that's stunning to me. This is a stunning upset.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to round
number two. Oh, wow, votes were 50-50 on that one.
Straight up 50-50.
Wow, okay.
Chainmail's won by 6 votes.
Wow.
Out of over 600. All right, any takeaways here as we transition into round two?
No, I'm not even fully remembering which. I mean, okay, so I've gone with the older versions pretty much every time. And that's about it. There was a couple.
Yeah. One, two, three, four exceptions out of.
Oh, okay.
Out of only 12 actual, because there's some bye weeks going on. But out of 12 actual decisions, you went old 8 out of 12 times. All right, let's get it back and cracking. We got the 1985. Royal Blues. So scroll to the top of your screen, right? This is we're back to the home versions of these throwbacks, but with the blue piping, the double stripes down the side. And that is going up against our number 5 seed. And that is the 2008 Sacramentos, the IT looking ones with the spikes.
This is interesting because I actually do like those IT ones, and I'm tempted because I know this 85 Royal, there's a better version to me in the 90s one, which is the white version of what we're rolling with now as alternates. That kind of makes me want to advance this 2008 one. Yeah, let's
follow,
do it.
Follow your heart.
Yeah, let's all do right. it.
Wow. Okay. Number 5 going through.
The upset.
Big upset for the 2008 home kits. And we are headed to the 2-3 matchup. We've got the home version of the current throwbacks with the Kings cursive in navy blue going up against the 3 seed. This is the white version of the Weber Williams.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this is a huge matchup.
Yeah.
This is a rough one. I mean, if we're going with somewhat of the same logic, they're close enough that I like the black version of the Webers better. And I think these royal blues, these white versions, might be my favorite color of them. The white to me just looks so smooth with this dark blue and red.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with these, the 90 royal blues.
I think the easiest way to approach this is to think about if you were offered, you could own either one.
Okay.
And then you just, you know what I mean? Imagine you could select one. But then again, I mean, it's not, these aren't necessarily like for to be worn by you. I mean, I guess it's kind of what you would want to see the team wear also, but it's tough because, you know, like you said, I mean, maybe there's a, yeah, it's tough that
the season they're pretty close. Yeah. I wouldn't be upset if I was stuck with either one of these.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. We are moving on to the away bracket in round two. We got the 1 seed baby blues, which got a bye last time. Now, these are the ones I was just describing that I liked quite a bit. The baby blue that I prefer the version of. Got the double Kings logos on the shorts in cursive, though. And I don't hate that because it's not fully symmetrical, where when you look at the shorts, you kind of see NGS and then KI on the other side, but it's not like – it's not a full mirror image, so it doesn't bother me as much. And those are going up against the number 4 Sacramentos, and that is the purple background, black stripes.
It's the Doug Christie uppercut, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Love it.
Yeah, and I mean, I do really like those purple jerseys. This baby blue, I'm telling you, that white bar really did it on the other baby blues.
I'll also say these are the first Sacramento jerseys. These are the first jerseys to have Sacramento on the jersey.
Oh, this purple. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. I think that there's enough of this white stripe down the side, too. It's not just this purple and black. I'm leaning that way. There's too much baby blue going on here.
You are a man who loves baby blue.
No, I'm telling you, it was that white stripe on the other one that made it just enough baby blue.
Do you own that jersey?
I do not.
Why don't you?
I guess I need to. I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
The only one I have is I just have a purple fox.
I'm sad to see these go down. Okay. All right. Now we're on to the 1990 Royal Blues. And this is also, we're using that as essentially what the current throwback is. And that's going up against the number 3 seed. Oh!
Yeah. Okay.
These a gargantuan matchup here. See, this is what you didn't think. You're like, oh, I'll get the other one through. And then they run up against a buzzsaw.
No, so I said I like the white better than this dark blue, which I'm second guessing a little bit now looking at the dark blue again. But this black one is. You can't pass on this black one to me. This one isn't close enough to it. This black one is definitely taking it here. This classic Weber, Jason Williams, the one you see with everybody have in the stadium.
Everyone has this.
I got to go with this
55
one.
Or the 4.
Yeah.
Everyone has one of those.
Right. It's Giles was wearing the Vlade one.
Oh.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. I got to go with those ones.
All right, 3 seed going through. All right, we are – through home and away, we got a 2 seed, a 5 seed, a 3 seed, and a 4 seed going through.
Okay.
All right, going to the alternative region here. Oh, the checkerboards are up in the mix, baby. And they are facing the number 4. You've chosen here, this is the IT black alternates. So, the more I look at it, I kind of dig this, but.
Yeah, they're cool, but they're not the checkerboards.
All right, so fair enough. Checkerboard's going through?
Yeah, that's not close enough.
No contest there. We are headed to a 2 seed against a 6 seed here, obviously, because the number 3 seed Gold Standards fell. So we're looking at this is the purple alternate of the Weber Williams. I don't even know what you'd call these, really. I think of them as kind of like the most classic, but this version of them in purple is really not that classic.
It's not. And then, they're against the black DeMarcus Cousins.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, this is one of those, one of those Cousins IT years, right? I would think.
Yeah. What is
this? 2000 and...
There's definitely a couple 11? Rookies of these floating around.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of either one of these, really. Like, I think they're in a pretty similar tier here.
Let me just pull up the roster in 2011. I want to make sure that I'm thinking of the right squad. Yeah, this is a pretty classic squad, man. Cousins, IT, Jason Thompson, Francisco Garcia, Tyreek, Jimmer, John Salmons. Oh, man.
Let's go with that one, because some of my logic has been that I like a different version of these jerseys better, and I definitely like the blacks better than these purples. So we'll go with the Black Lions that you're talking about here.
Marcus Thornton averaged 18.7 points in these bad boys. I feel like these aren't around enough.
I mean, I don't hate the chainmail version that they have now.
I'm sorry, which one did you go with here?
The Black Lions.
Oh, you.
Are we right here? Which one? Okay, so this is the number 2 up against the what?
Sorry, against the number. Oh, I'm sorry. These. I'm looking at the wrong ones. I'm so sorry here. So it was 1 knocked out the 4s. Is that correct?
One.
The chainmail knocked out the 4s. Okay, I'm sorry. I mean the checkerboards. I'm sorry. The checkerboards knocked out the 4 seed. So you're right. It is the black line. I was thinking of the ball dribbling line on the black jersey. I was still hung up on these number 4 seeds here. Do you see what I'm talking about? The 2011 SK blacks.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Those are just like, I feel like that needs to be around more. I need to see, like, I want to see that. I agree. One.
Yeah.
Anyway, they just went out of the tournament, so my apologies. But, yeah, you're right. This is the pretty recent alternate with the Lion dribbling the basketball going up against those purple ones.
Are these all the Vince Carter jerseys that you saw for sale?
Yep.
I mean, I'll go with those ones over these purples just because the blacks are going to represent that 97 jersey.
All right, fair enough. We're going to the wild card round. Let's see here. We got this Royals jersey with the red stripes going up against the 5 seed. Oh, your boys. These baby blues.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're going with these baby blues. Come on now. These Royals are too basic. I mean, they're cool.
Is this
going
to win the tournament?
They're cool, goodness. But these baby blues.
They're going to have a crazy upset. We'll see. They might get a cake path here based on a lot of good jerseys going out this round. And number 2 seed, what do we got here? This Royals. Is the Royals red across the chest, the horizontal Royals going up number 6, the City Purples. So this is the City Edition with the sack. Across the chest, just SAC.
These Royals are cool, but they're just, and I get like we're in the, what is it, alternate, we're in the wild card section at this point, so I see how they fit here, but I think I'm going with this purple just because I like what they did, like I said before, with the having Sack here instead of the Kings, and I think it looks a little more smooth and a little more modern, obviously.
Fair enough. You got a 5 seed and a 6 seed coming out of that round. All right. We are in the regional finals now.
All right.
We got the 2 seed, It's the white version of the current throwbacks. It's a white base with a cursive blue Kings with a subtle red outline. White shorts, classic red and navy logo on the left short there and down by the left knee. And that is going up against the number 5 seed. Where is that? That's the 2008. That's the 2008 Sacramentos.
It's the black. It's the white version of what we were just talking about with the black ones, right?
Yeah. Let's see here. They came out in 2008 and they ran through 2014. So yeah, Marcus Thornton was doing work in these.
Yeah. And they're nice, but
these are the Jimmers.
Okay. Yes, they definitely are.
This is now that I'm like trying to picture who was in these, this is the Jimmers fully. Yeah.
It's funny. So I have a friend that just went to, he's not even that into basketball, but obviously I still talk Kings all the time since it's what I'm doing so much. And he came back from a thrift store with a Kings jersey, Kings like jersey on. I was like, what is that? And he's like, oh, I found this. I thought it was super sick. And it's some old, like, yeah, it just says Kings and like the old logo, which he thought was pretty cool. And it's a Jimmer shirt, of course. And it's like this Jimmer stuff is everywhere. Of course you find that in a thrift shop.
They just released like a pink diamond Jimmer, by the way.
I saw this, 2K. Yes, because they did like college players or something. And yeah, he was pulling up from logo at BYU. Yeah, no. So I'm definitely going with you.
I'm going to spend the next 14 hours grinding for that pink diamond
Jimmer. Oh, God. Yeah, and he's probably a beast. Yeah, okay. So I'm going with these white Royal Blues, the alternates that we have now on the current team, except a white base with the blue font and red outline. I'm going with those over
here. I'll tell you what, man. I would kill a man in cold blood for this jersey.
This white one, it's gorgeous.
It would be so clean. Like, everyone loves these blue ones.
Yeah.
With the, I would do anything for the white version of that.
Yeah.
But that would be so sick.
They're beautiful. Oh, beautiful.
All right. Let's roll into the away bracket here. We got a 3 seed and a 4 seed remaining. Now, this is interesting. I respect how far the 4 seed got. I'm assuming you're going to put through the Webbers and the Williamses.
Yeah, the black version. It's definitely going with those over the Doug Christie uppercuts.
This was the only, like, base black jersey. Like, there's alternate black jerseys, but this was like a base aways. Okay, that's going through. Good. Adios to the purple Sacramentos. I mean,
that black one is one where it's like, all right, I'm getting myself one of those jerseys at some point.
You've done well, because I like both the number 2 from the home bracket and the number 3 from the away bracket. I like those.
Really. Okay, okay.
Cosine. Now, are the checkerboards going through the alternate, or are these Lion dribbling the basketball alternates going through?
And I might want to bring back this gold standard.
No, it would have been more fun.
I'm definitely going with checkered. This black Lion dribbling is not – I mean, they're nice, but they don't blow me away like these checkerboards and a couple other ones do. It's not much of a competition for me on that one.
I'm so with you, man. I mean, I just – this one too, like, if you could get this one or those white throwbacks,
man. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, our last entrant into the final 4 will be between the number 5 and number 6 seed in the wild card region, and we got your boys, the City Baby Blues, against the SAC City Edition, the purple SAC jerseys.
All right, come on. We're going Baby Blues here.
Oh, you criminal.
Over the purple, over just the generic purple that's cool, but it's not like they're not. They don't.
I can't believe you have snuck the worst jersey in
beautiful
tournament into the final.
This is
4.
As far as they go, though.
You say so. All right. Now, we got to do it to you, man. It's the classic white throwbacks against the all black Webber Williams. What are you going to do? The 1990 home kits versus the...
Oh, man.
Or do you want to reseed here?
Yeah, we might want to reseed because I think these might be top 2. So let's go this white against the baby blues.
You know what? I'm not going to let you reseed because it's right. only going to reseed in the same way anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do this.
Tough decisions.
Oh, man. Yeah, this white is gorgeous, but the black has the history to it, which kind of does it.
And this is where it kind of breaks down, where if you could have one, you would go for the white because it doesn't exist, right? But you could get the black one, then you got to get that right now in the NBA shop.
This is true. This is true.
But it breaks down. Like, we can't really equate it to that.
So if I could have, say there was a game played tomorrow and the Kings could wear either one of these jerseys.
Or you think a bit the other way, that you take one off the table forever. The loser can never be played in.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, then these black ones have to make it. They have to go through.
I respect that because the blue ones are alive and well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as gorgeous as this white is, and you're totally right, like, I think that would be a nicer jersey. This black, I think it's that little bit of history to it that does it. And it's just the classic ones that you see everywhere.
All right, man. This is going to test your mettle. Is it the checkerboards or is it your beloved baby blues?
It's the checkerboards.
It's the checkerboards.
Yeah, don't worry.
And in the finals here, we got it right here. So,
oh, God.
We best jersey of all time. Are we going to see the winner of this original tournament go through? Is it the black 1994 Chris Webber, Jason Williams jerseys? Or are we going to see an upset? And is a new champion going to be crowned in the form of a checkerboard jersey?
This is rough because if you pitch it to me this way that we did the last one, where whichever one you don't pick is gone forever, these blacks can't be gone. But these checkerboards, like...
Well, I want you to frame it however you choose to. This is, you know, we didn't set real standards here. So,
right,
you gotta just follow your heart. Take your time.
Close.
Seriously, take your time.
I think I'm going with these checkerboards because they're so unique. There's nothing like these in the league.
Checkerboards, it is, man. I love that. I love that call. It's not a coward's call.
Whew.
I think
did you go through this at some point? Did you have a top?
You know, I voted. I don't remember what I voted for. I think I probably went with the navy blue throwbacks above everything else, and then got them. I mean, those really did like great. I think everyone wanted those, and it even started leaking out early that it would be that.
Yeah,
and everyone was thrilled.
Yeah, they are amazingly done. I have no issue with that.
Let me look real quick. I can find. The final four here by the vote. It was the Royal Blues. They fell to the All Blacks. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I think I went Royal Blues there.
Yeah, totally understandable with that one. But hopefully for everyone, this was somewhat possible to keep up with just listening to it. But if you can have that audio visual in front of you, we'll be sure to tweet out the article that has the picture of all these and the brackets that we were using as a guideline as well. But yeah, I'm going with these checkerboards as my champion, and they got to bring these back.
Yeah, you can, I'll pre-order right now.
There you go. You got anything else, man?
That's it. Stay safe. I'm gonna start going for jogs because your boy needs to,
there we go.
Out of breath reading off this many jersey descriptions.
There we go. Well, thanks you to everybody for listening to this episode of the King's Pulse podcast. You'll hear from us again in the next couple of days.